Those before them also plotted against the truth. But Allah shook their edifice through its foundation, and its roof caved in on them. And the torment came at them from where they did not even suspect. Then on the day of judgment he will humiliate them and say, "Where are those deities you associated with me concerning whom you used to dispute with the true believers?" Those who have been given knowledge will say, "Today they are to be shamed, and there will be sorrow for the unbelievers." Those whom the angels caused to die while they were still engaged in doing injustice to their own souls, at the time of death they offer submission. "We were not doing anything wrong." The angels will reply, "Oh yea, how dare you deny? Certainly Allah is aware of what you are doing. Now go ahead and enter the gates of hell, there you will abide forever." In fact, very awful will be the abode of the arrogant. On the other hand, when the righteous people are asked, "What is it that your Rabb has revealed?" they say, "That which is the best." Good is the reward for such righteous people in this world, and in the home of the hereafter will even be better. How splendid will be the home for the righteous! Gardens of Eden will they enter, beneath which rivers flow, having therein all that they wish to have. Thus Allah rewards the righteous. Such pious people the angels cause to die, saying, "Peace be upon you. Enter the paradise because of the good deeds you have done." Are these unbelievers waiting for the angels to come down to take their lives, or the commandment of your Rabb to come pass for their doom? So did those who went before them. It was not Allah who was unjust to them, but they were unjust to themselves. At the end, the evil results of their deeds overtook them, and the very scourge at which they mocked hemmed them in.